T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bill Michaels Show, we are on the air. We are glad you are here. Certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. As always, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Cousin Subs. 45 years, they've been grilling them up right there, hot and fresh. Put them on that great baked bread that they do it daily, and all the Wisconsin cheeses and lettuce and tomatoes and everything they put on those things. They're fantastic. That's our friends at Cousin Subs, where they tell you, hey, go to CousinSubs.com. Some areas now deliver even. And you can go to CousinSubs.com and order up what it is your heart desires. And you can be eating some good food right here, right now. But you can't do anything if you're just sitting there. Got to either call, stop in, or go to CousinSubs.com. You can even download the app on your mobile device. And I highly recommend the big unit, the pepperoni meal. Extra mayo, extra cheese. Got the Bill Michaels. Oh, my God, so good. So good. And stop in and get it. Grab it. Good. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. That is our friends over there at Cousins Subs. So we were talking earlier about Aaron Rodgers, the weapons he has to throw to, and you know, some people are just picking the team just because, not for any real specific reason other than the fact that Aaron Rodgers is always good for some wins and always good for excitement and always good for moving the football, but he can't do it alone. He's got to have the weapons around him. So is Devontae Adams and company, do you believe in the weaponry that he has? Also, it's interesting because Aaron Rodgers, when they're talking about Matt LaFleur, and this has been drawn out so much. Every wink, every fist bump, every conversation, the cameras are on Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, and whether or not this is going to work, and does Aaron want full control, and it gets stupid, almost, to the point that we're so obsessed with it. And I say we're talking Packers fans and society in general. I think more so on the outside looking in. But there was a play in Packers Family Night scrimmage inside Lambeau Field a few days ago, a week and a half ago, that could hold a clue, as Peter King put it, to how the two men, Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, are going to work together. LaFleur called an inside run to the left. When Rodgers got to the line, he saw the inside run to the left would get crushed, so he changed the play. Outside run to the right. Problem was, LaFleur and the offensive coaches had not installed either the verbiage or the technique for the audible. Somehow, and Rodgers wouldn't say exactly, Rodgers communicated to his offense that the inside run to the left was off and the outside run to the right was on. He called out a number signifying the play. Boom, it gained yards. LaFleur was amazed, wondered how he communicated something that hadn't been installed yet to the team. But he figured he just used last year's signals and the coach was fine with it. If you can find a way to communicate it without getting a delay of game, you just do it, Rodgers said. Nothing too complicated. It's just football. So Rodgers is trying to adjust to a system that's the first major change for him, really, in his pro career. When you talk about all the verbiage and everything that comes along with it, talking to him after practice, Peter King said he sounds like he's ready for it. A lot of it is different, Aaron Rodgers said. The NFL is a copycat league, and there's a lot of similar concepts. But it's definitely different than the last 11 years that we've been doing. It's fun. It's stuff you've been seeing the Rams do, and Atlanta do, and San Francisco do. We all watch football. We're all fans. We watch and think, that is pretty cool. Now you're sitting in an install meeting, and you're like, hey, that was that play from this game. That's the one from the LA-Minnesota game that we saw, definitely a lot more studying. I don't know this like the back of my hand, like I did the last offense yet, but I'm getting there. Confident, I'll get it to work, he said, Peter King asked him, and he said, yes, definitely. And if it does, it's going to be a fun offense to watch. I don't doubt that. Like I said, it was impressive when we saw him on the first preseason game last Thursday night, when you saw more motion. You saw wide receivers going into motion. You saw it was relatively vanilla. It wasn't like they were running bunches and stuff consistently, and then they were motioning guys out of the backfield and moving guys around and tight ends from one side to the other. There was not a ton of that, but it was just different. When you see a quarterback come to the line of scrimmage, survey the line, put his hands under center, and then, you know, drop his foot, and all of a sudden you see a wide receiver going into motion. And I'm not just talking like over and back and a little movement just to kind of see. No, you're talking about a guy going from one side of the field to the other. You're talking about a running back coming up and setting up in a slot. Suddenly you're like, wait a minute, this isn't your father's offense anymore. There is some new nuances here. You see some play action, some rollouts, some naked bootlegs that are going to put a quarterback on the run. They're selling play action. It's the methodology and the movement and the selling of play action to get misdirection, to get a defense going one way while you're going to bootleg the other. There's some things there that I thought, okay, it wasn't a lot, but you could see it. You could see things begin to unfold and say, okay, now I see what they're trying to do. We've read about it. We've heard about it. We've assumed we know what it is, but now you get a chance to see it bit by bit, piece by piece, as you start to see the Matt LaFleur offense come to shape. So, with all of that being said, once you start to do that and you start to make guys, move, motion, play action, guy, you know, quarterback under center, now do you have the guys to actually execute? And that's where we pick up where we left off. Because now you have to figure, how much better with concept and scheme is this offense? With nothing really changing from last season other than getting healthy, how much different, how much better will this offense be? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Milwaukee Talk line. You can hit me up on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels and let me know. Also, over on the Facebook.com page, Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can find us there over at the Bill Michaels Sports website. That is everything telling. Bill Michaels at BillMichaelsSports.com is the email page. You can do it there. And don't forget, if you want to listen to the program anywhere and everywhere, take us all over on the radio.com app. We always appreciate you tuning in that way. But how much different and how much better is this offense going to be? And do you think that this offense has the weaponry to get it done? This is from our buddy Steve in Richfield. Regarding the Packers' offense, I believe they are going to be extremely dangerous in the passing game. They may only have one star wide receiver in Adams, but they are extremely deep with quality wide receivers at 2 through 5 or even 6. Throw in Jimmy Graham and the upbeat offense with a lot more motion and tempo. They should be now a handful for any defense in the National Football League. That's from our buddy Steve up there in Richfield. Steve, you to Maine. Kale says, I think our offense is going to light it up this year, barring any significant injuries. You could tell early on last season that Rodgers' heart just wasn't in it. With the new coach and all the other changes this year, I think that Rodgers is chomping at the bit to get back on the field and get back at it. I think Graham is going to be this year what we were expecting last year. Rodgers can make some of our young receivers into stars. Thank you, Kale from Marshfield. Kale, hope to see you in Marshfield at some point really soon. This is the Packers weapons from Brett in Eau Claire. I'm not a big fan of the receiving core. Biggest reason, I don't know if these guys are going to be good enough to get separation. Now, if LaFleur can scheme them open, that's going to be great. But other than 17, I don't see the receivers able to get open on their own. Like I said, pay attention. Devontae Adams is a solid wide receiver. Pay attention to Geronimo Allison. Pay attention to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Pay attention to Equanimeous St. Brown. Just pay attention. I think if I had to circle somebody, I know it's tough not to be the guy that's going to circle Marquez Valdes-Scantling right away, but Geronimo Allison impressed me last year, and he ended up getting injured. So I'm telling you, I think that's the guy to circle. That's going to be the guy that's going to be the counterpart to what Devontae Adams brings to the table. Now, I certainly hope that he's able to stay healthy, and we don't have to worry about it. I certainly hope that he's able to stay healthy, but that's the guy that if I'm circling anybody, that's the one I'm circling because I think he can have an immediate big impact on this offense for Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams and Derek Williams can't, but I think if I'm going to go with somebody, that's the guy that I'm going to go with. Taking your phone calls, getting your opinion, that's coming up. Stay tuned. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Quick Trip, giving away a brand new 2019 Chevy Silverado and the Ultimate Tailgate Sweepstakes. And have you seen this thing? It's got an incredible design and logo layout on it right now between Quick Trip and the Packers and such. They're giving it away at a Packers game, the preseason game, August 29th. August 29th, teaming up with Jack Link's products. So stop into any Quick Trip. You can pick up your Quick Rewards card. You're automatically entered to win if you buy Jack Link's products, by the way. Even though they say no purchase necessary, you can see store for details. But stop in and check it out. And you could maybe be walking away not only with some Jack Link's products, but a new Chevy Silverado. All compliments of our friends over there at Quick Trip. And today, by the way, today at Quick Trip, they have on special is the rib sandwich, $1.49. Have you had that thing? Oh, so good. $1.49 rib sandwich today only at Quick Trip. Stop in, use your Quick Rewards card, tell them I sent you. More of the Bill Michaels show, and we're talking about the weaponry that Aaron Rodgers has. Do you think it is good enough to make this offense the legitimate threat it used to be and put themselves not only in the postseason but deep into the postseason? Yay, nay, or indifferent. More of the Bill Michaels show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Those are the words of Matt LaFleur, head coach for your Green Bay Packers. Glad you're on board today. The weaponry that Aaron Rodgers has around him. Give me your thoughts. Is it good enough to make this offense one of the top offenses in football? In the NFC? Yay, nay, indifferent? Because I think, I don't think they have this grouping of bona fide superstars. You know what I mean? But what I do think is that they have an ability to be really good. I think that they have the ability to be, I think they have the ability to sneak up on people. I really do. I think they have the ability to sneak up on people. Do you? Do you think this is, the weaponry around Aaron Rodgers is good enough to not only win the NFC North, but to go, dare I say, deep in the postseason? Nick, listening to us in La Crosse. Nick, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
As we hear all this stuff, you hear people, fans, writing in or calling in and saying, I don't think this person can get separation. I don't think this. It's like those guys aren't there to impress us in preseason day one. They're there to impress their teammates. They're there to impress the coaches, and it's like you hear all these people, throwing in the towel when, we don't have good enough receivers. It's like, how do you know that? I mean, that's why you're not in the team locker room or the meetings, and Matt LaFleur is.
I look at the relationship between, and I know it's something that's been talked about ad nauseum, but do you feel now that you've heard Matt LaFleur coming out of training camp pressers after the game the other night, some of the things that he said that were very insightful and emphatic, don't you feel a little bit better about the situation now than you did maybe going into it?
I have no question. I have no fears. I mean, you hear him talk, and you brought up a point that a lot of other guys don't, is what's not said. And people don't pick up on that because they're only looking for what they want to hear. And it's like you're not listening to what they're saying. You're looking for what you want to hear and for it to fit your opinion. Well, it's not going to. He's trying to talk to you but not tell you everything that's going on because it's not your business.
Right. No, he's not going to give away state secrets. And let's be honest, he's not going to let anything out that could even be construed as negative. Because right now, his job is to protect the relationship and continue to build the relationship between him and his quarterback. I completely agree
Absolutely.
With that. Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, it's just, you hear so much negativity, and it's like we have one of the best quarterbacks, the best quarterback in the league, and we have, he knows what he's doing. You spent a whole segment talking about how these guys understand each other, and they're obviously looking at a goal. They're not looking at, you didn't make me feel good, so I'm not going to make you feel good and go talk about you. It's like, no, they have a goal, a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They're not focused on this stuff.
Right.
Everybody else is.
Yep. No, I completely agree. Nick, appreciate the phone call. Let's go to our buddy Tim listening to us in Fredonia. Tim, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Billy, good afternoon. Do they have, I mean, answer me this. Is Tom Brady surrounded with Hall of Famers every year on offense?
No.
Absolutely not. And they get the damn job done, Billy. And I'm not talking about Tom Brady. I get it, Bill Belichick. I understand that. But, Bill, he's not laden with Pro Bowlers every year on offense. Maybe Gronkowski, but he's gone now.
And the year that he did have one of the best receiving cores, including Randy Moss, they didn't win the title.
They didn't win the Super Bowl. So it's all about chemistry, Bill. It's all about buying into what you do. And the one thing I noticed, Bill, last Thursday when I was at the game, and I keep an eye on stuff that other people do not. I watched the play clock, Bill. They were getting up to the line of scrimmage with 23 seconds left on
right.
The play clock.
Yep.
That never happened last year. Aaron Rodgers was playing grab ass at the line of scrimmage, switching this, and then all of a sudden he'd be clapping his hands, trying to get the snap from Lindsley. I hope the Chinese fire drill is over, Bill. I want some cohesiveness. I want some calming, if you know what I mean, calming effect on offense, Bill. Like, you know, walk up, oh man, that 20 seconds of play we got on, we're going to go with it. You know, we're not going to have a check with me crap, but we're going to go with what we got and go from there. So that's the biggest difference that I see so far. I only counted one time in the first half where Kaiser had to rush to get the snap off and mm-hmm. he didn't get it off in time. But that only one time, Bill, out of every play, they were snapping that ball with 13, 14 seconds left on the play clock. And that allows you then, Bill, when you're churning first downs and getting stuff, that allows you the TOP, time of possession. And that's huge in ball games, Bill.
Right.
You know that. I see the efficiency and the tempo that LaFleur is instilling. I see it, Bill. So far, one game, but I see him getting up to the line quick. Thanks,
yep.
Buddy. Talk to you soon, man.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That's our buddy Tim in Fredonia joining us for a couple of minutes as well. So let's do this. We'll go back to the phone calls, talk to Tony, listening to us in Menominee Falls. Tony, how are you feeling about this Packers offense?
I feel really good. I'm going to stick my neck out a little bit. And I really think the Packers are going to be in the Super Bowl. I don't know about win it, but I just think Aaron Rodgers, after being injured all last year, he's going to come out hungrier than ever. And I think people are going to fall in line. Everybody's excited about the new environment. And barring any injuries, I really like them to go all the way.
I like the offense to do some good things. If they go all the way, I'll be somewhat shocked. But I think this is the year they get back to the postseason. That things are maybe put back on track. I don't know if that's the you know good terminology or if it's very cliche, but I just get a sense that things are going to be better, and mainly because as long as he stays upright, I think Aaron Rodgers is coming into this season with something to prove. And when you've got that fire in Aaron Rodgers, he alone can account for three or four games wins on his own. So I'm hoping that this team with a little bit more defensive support, they're able to kind of surprise some people in the NFC North, no doubt. Good stuff, Tony. Appreciate it, man. I'm looking at this team, and I got a couple of tweets that I want to get to as well. But I'm looking at this team as a 9-10 win team, realistically. Okay, 9-10 win team. I'm also looking at this team as the team that, not because, look, when you have Aaron Rodgers on the field, you're not going to shock anybody. Okay, you're not really sneaking up, right? But I think that there's some, because they don't have a great schedule when it comes to ease of schedule, but I think that this team has the ability, worst case scenario, they win 8 games. Best case scenario, I think they had the ability to win 12. Now, I know some people are thinking I'm smoking rope, but I really believe that if they can get that little bit of roll and get a little bit lucky with some health, that this team's going to be okay. I still say to people, in reality, okay, the bucket of cold water comes forth and it says, hey, look, they didn't change anybody. They didn't get a whole lot better, offensively speaking, when it comes to personnel. They got healthy. You know? They brought guys in that they believe are just, you know, going to get better because... Picked up a couple of guys offensively, picked up a couple of street free agents. Okay, you know, we still have Aaron Rodgers. That's what we're banking on. We believe we drafted well last year to fortify the offense. So we're hoping just because guys are in their second year, because Aaron Rodgers is coming back with a chip on his shoulder, that everything's going to be copacetic and things are going to move in the right direction. But which normally doesn't work in the NFL, by the way. Normally when you stand pat, kiss of death. Kiss of death, because if you're not getting better in the NFL, you're getting worse. That's usually the kiss of death. But I just have this feeling that this team's just going to be better. Even if it's not a lot better, they're just going to be better. And that's where it takes me from 8 to 12 wins. If I had to pick here today, if I had to sit down and go through the schedule and such, I'd probably say 9 9 to 10 wins. And if they get a couple of wins and they get on a roll and do some things that maybe we didn't expect, where they, oh, maybe in our eyes, they overachieve a little bit, then possibly 11 or 12 wins. And if they get 11 or 12 wins, that's winning the division, in my opinion. 855-830-8648. Charles tweets us at Bill_Michaels. For the first time in 12 years, we are going into a Packer season with a relatively unknown. And to me, it's exciting. Granted, the last 8 and 9 years, it's been Super Bowl or bust, but we will see. Kim says, I don't know what to make of this Packers offense right now, and I don't know what to make of Aaron Rodgers' weapons. I do know that Aaron Rodgers is fired up, and so am I. I think he gives us 9 wins. But is 9 wins enough to put you in the postseason? Kim, is 9 wins enough to put you in the postseason? Tom writes in the Wendy's email inbox, fresh, never frozen, no new additions, no big-time receiver, no big-time tight end, and no big-time running back. All you have is Aaron Rodgers, same old, same old. It's the Ted Thompson team all over again. Aaron, go win us 12 games and make us all happy. It's not going to happen. Teams have caught up with Aaron Rodgers, and they've caught up with this Green Bay Packers team and franchise. We are destined for another 7-win season. That is from Tom. Tom, you're the eternal pessimist. But I can't argue with it. I don't think 7 wins, but I can't argue with it. They didn't change anything. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about this. We're also going to talk some weekend, Milwaukee Rally weekend, charity weekend, our event coming up. I got to get that in. Come on. We're doing this for military members, veterans, and their families. We're trying to do something to help them because they've done so much for us. It's the least we can do. So if you've got somebody that rides a motorcycle, if you've got somebody that maybe you, maybe you're in the military, maybe you know somebody who is, give them a nudge. Say, hey, take a listen. Next segment of the Bill Michaels Show is going to be fantastic. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we continue on, and as I sit here, and we're going to get back into the discussion regarding the Green Bay Packers. I do want to do that, okay? We're not going to ignore that. But as I sit here today, we are not far away. Pre-registration for our motorcycle ride. By the way, our motorcycle ride coming up, it benefits Fisher House, Wisconsin. It's our 12th annual, and we've been doing this for a long time, and every year we take, because when it comes to motorcycle rides, some people just want the money and they just want to send you to a bunch of bars and off you go. We take a ton of pride in actually setting up a route and actually setting up a nice ride and trying to make things unique. So this year, our friend Dave Hawk, who is the new CEO down there at Milwaukee Brewing, gave us an incredible start. They're going to start us downtown. They're going to put us in the Glass and Griddle early in the morning for a biker's brunch. And inside the brewery, they're going to have brewery tours. They're going to have the rooftop bar open, which overlooks the Fiserv Forum. It's spectacular down there. The only way to get pre-registered to get the commemorative shirt, for free, by the way, is by going to simply BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. And click on the events page right there at the front. Because tomorrow at noon, and that's it. That's the pre-registration. It ends. And you can still register. You can still come to the ride. You just don't get the free, you know, commemorative shirt. Free, by the way. So you have 23 hours, 22 minutes, and 40 seconds and counting to get yourself registered. But you can still register day of. We still welcome all bikes. We welcome everybody here. But after that, we have a terrific ride scheduled, and then we end up out at a great place at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, where they have a ton of events and good bands. And talking to us now, the general manager, my good friend Craig Winger's here in studio. How you been, buddy?
I've been great. How are you, Bill?
You're getting ready for it.
We are so busy right now. We've got so many great events coming up. Tomorrow, we have our last bike night of the year.
Right.
So from 6 to 9, we've got a great band. We have food. We'll have activities. And check out all of our great bikes, the used bikes with the used bike blowout sale.
So I was telling people on the air the other day, our buddy Sean from the Epoxy Flooring Company, who's one of the sponsors of the ride,
he just
came in and bought your bike.
Thank you. Thanks for sending him over.
He wanted something cool. He wanted something custom. And I said, just go see Craig. I know they can, because you found, and I've said this on the air commercial-wise, and I'll say it to you here. When we were looking for a bike, Sherry and I, there were specifics that we wanted, I wanted, she wanted. And damned if it wasn't the exact bike.
Well, I see all your posts. I mean, you guys are taking that 16 Road Glide Ultra everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere we can possibly go.
You've had
the
dog on the bike.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not even a man anymore.
No.
You know, put my penis in the side bag. Yeah, it is what it is. But but she's dressing up the dog now. So we're going everywhere, and I think. So anyway, long story short is, I've said, whatever it is you want, they can put you in it. So that's the one thing, is that you guys not only have a great charitable side, but you guys are a good business.
Well, our inventory right now is probably the best I've ever seen it. We have about 70 used bikes. And I got to give kudos to our service department. Every bike that goes through our service department has all the safety needs that are met. If it needs tires, if it needs brakes, all three fluids, and they are ready for the floor. And they are bikes that when you buy it, you don't have to worry about any of those items not being attended to.
Ours was, short of the mileage, it was like brand new.
Well, you've got the upgraded motor, and you have the upgraded boom audio.
Yes.
Which makes it fun.
Yeah, no doubt. So you guys are going to be our landing spot for the motorcycle ride.
Oh, we're so excited about this ride.
We've got, we're hoping for 300 bikes. We may blow that out of the water. So when we get there, you guys have the party already set up. The stage is going to be there. The bands are going to be there. I've told everybody, go to MilwaukeeRally.com, and they can see everything that's going on. Go to WISHD and see everything you guys have going on out there. We're going to be broadcasting live a couple of weeks from Friday. We'll be out there, as a matter of fact, doing our show live out there. What I wanted to get you in for was because the Milwaukee Rally, it's not only part of our charitable event, but it's all the dealers get together, all the reputable dealers get together and hang out and host things. But this is where people come in from all over the world.
Well, this is, you know, next week we have the annual dealer show. This year it's in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big party down at MKE and the museum, which is Monday night. And then the dealer show actually kicks off on Tuesday.
Okay.
So it's Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday, there's another big party, actually, for the bike night at the museum. So, yeah, it's a huge event.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
It's going to be really big, and we're looking forward to it. I'm glad to be asked to be a part of it because we're going to be on that Tuesday night at Milwaukee Brewing when they got to do that special tapping or whatever it is for was it a motorcycle beer or something like that that they're brewing up for this thing. So we're going to be a part of that, but it's a great chance to kind of preview what it is we're going to be doing for our motorcycle ride and the Fisher House and doing all the charitable work there. And it's a lot of good people that come together because people ask, you know, how do we put this thing together? You've got people that work with you. Diane does a good job with the marketing. You've got Jody out there with the motor clothes that do so much for us. We've got all the people in all the bars. Lindy's on Beulah is a great stop. New Berlin Ale House, our friends over at In Cahoots, a new stop on our ride this year. Are you riding with us, by the way?
You know, I don't know. You know, it's a big day. It's going to be Sunday. I would love to come down.
Your time is in demand.
My beautiful wife, Kelly, on the back and be able to ride with you guys.
Well, we'll find Kelly a ride. We don't need you.
Well, wait a minute now.
You know. But my point is we every year we do something different. So you get the biker's brunch, and you get the rooftop patio bar, and then you get the brewery tours down at Milwaukee Brewing. But this year, which I don't know, because you've been on a ton of rides.
Oh, yeah.
Has it ever been one at a golf course where they're doing a tasting and a cigar pairing?
That's brand new to me.
This is really cool. I can't wait for this. So our friends at Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery came on, and they said, this is what we'll do for you, and we'll do all this for the troops.
Well, the route looks amazing. I mean, starting out at MKE the stops.
And the police escort out of Milwaukee. That's
the best way to do a ride.
Right, because you've been on a ride. You cannot leave a city.
No.
Just by jumping on the highway and having a bunch of bikes follow you. It's too dangerous. So we, Milwaukee Police Department, New Berlin Police Department, Milwaukee
Hats
County,
off to those guys when they lead those rides and they secure the traffic.
And they're fearless.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're fearless when they do it. And they're great because they make sure that everybody is protected, and that's the way we're going to do it. So thanks to the Milwaukee Police Department and Milwaukee County.
Absolutely.
But we got a couple minutes left. So I know you got a bunch of events coming up regarding your own dealership. But talk about the rally real quick, because I know not only that, but on that Saturday night, too, Jesse James Dupree's coming to town. They're doing some stuff at the Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. You guys have a terrific band. You guys have some really good bands even on that Sunday.
Well, yeah.
When we land, motorcycle ride lands. You got great bands.
There's 28 bands over the 5 days, starting on Thursday. There's 28 bands. There's two stages. There's a huge 5,200 square foot sports bar, which I don't know about any other dealership, but you got to come out and check it out.
You're going to have sports bars. You're going to have some baseball on. You don't have football yet, so it's not going to be on a football weekend, but college football you'll have out there for that weekend. But you'll have baseball up for sure, and whatever college football there happens to be. So you're not going to miss anything because you're going to go ride that day. If you're a sports fan listening to this program, that's where you want to go because you get the bikes, a few brews, a few beverages, a little bit of food.
Great music.
Great music,
live music.
And you can still watch the sports on the TV by listening to the music.
But on top of that, we have 70 used motorcycles, which are top shape. Plus, we're pretty excited that we're going to have probably around 30 of the brand new 2020 Harley-Davidsons available for the rally.
Which is really cool.
It's amazing.
But you get a lot of that stuff. And the vendors. That's the big thing. You guys have quality vendors.
You guys
don't have a bunch of the crap that you see at every other place. That's kind of nice, too.
It is. It really is. It's one of the best events in the Milwaukee area. Diane does a great job. Our staff, just come out, say hello to our staff. They're so friendly. They're so helpful. Jody and Motor Clothes.
I've been seeing them all for years.
She has ordered so many great clothes. Our parts service department, our sales staff, top notch.
Yeah. Is Robert going to be running around or is he going to?
I hope so.
Okay. Robert's the owner, by the way, for those that don't know, but just checking because he's the guy that should be out there shaking hands and kissing babies. And
he should. Everyone wants to meet the owner. Everybody wants to say they bought their motorcycle from the owner.
I tell everybody to go see you and you'll take them upstairs.
I guess they can just come see me.
There you go. So that's coming up, the Milwaukee Rally. We're going to be out there on Friday, August 30th, for the Bill Michaels Show, broadcasting live from the Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. You can check out all the bikes. If you don't ride and you want to be a part of the rally, want to be a part of our ride, they have bikes available out there. They do all kinds of great deals. And in addition to that, a lot of the motor clothes, plus they're real charitable. That's where our ending party is going to be on Sunday, September 1st. That is Sunday, September 1st. We arrive at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson about 4-ish. And then after that, we have the party, the bands, and we give away the prizes, which, by the way, I haven't even mentioned yet. So this year, our friend Chris and the gang over at ABC Audio Video, 65-inch flat panel TV, worth about $800. That is the grand prize. Then our buddies at Bud Light, beer for a year. In addition to that, they're giving away a Bud Light fire pit for your patio.
Well, that sounds amazing.
Didn't even know they made that. They have Bud Light backpacks and such, and we got a couple other neat things to throw out there.
Don't tell Jody about that because...
Correct. Yeah.
Gotcha. Jody will put it in the back of her car.
Correct. I got you.
Right.
I've met Jody. I got to get her a Bud Light t-shirt.
We all know Jody.
Yeah, we got to get her a hat and a t-shirt. I get that. So that's kind of the prizes just for coming along. So and plus, they are going to do 50-50s and all that kind of stuff.
So many great events coming up. We also have the Fisher House Golf Tournament.
The Fisher House Golf Tournament.
You and I are playing
on
the 26th.
Monday the 26th.
On
there's
Grand Geneva.
Still, I think, two foursomes available. That's it. And then that thing will be closed down. But you can go to fisherhousewi.org if you want more information on the golf tournament, because the golf tournament's fantastic.
Always a great event.
Geneva National. That's the place. You guys are putting some hole-in-one bikes out there,
too. We are. We're going to have two of our event teams out there.
Yeah.
We're sponsoring the hole-in-ones, and we'll have a team playing.
And
we
have an eightsome.
Right.
Of a bunch of idiots.
Well, we all take three or four shots, so.
All right, Craig Winger, the general manager of Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, joining us here in studio. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot more of the Bill Michaels
Show. Always a pleasure, Bill.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Good stuff. Always great to talk about a charitable event. Certainly appreciate Mike Clemens and all the work he's doing in Green Bay, brought to you by Chili's and by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center. But thanks to Craig Winger from Wisconsin Harley-Davidson for coming in and helping out and promoting the event and their big weekend coming up. They've been a proud supporter and sponsor of ours for a while now. And it's been a love affair because the minute we talked about our motorcycle ride, the minute we talked about our charity, they're like, done, whatever you need. Whatever you need. So they're going to help us out. They're going to make it bigger and better this year. And I forgot to give the website. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com and get pre-registered for the motorcycle ride. That is coming up Sunday, September 1st. We can't do this without you. So help us help those that are in the military. Help us help those that are veterans. And help us help those that are family members of those that are away, those that need medical service and their time of need. So it's the least we can do. Please sign up. Please go to BillMichaelsSports.com right there on the front page or the events page and sign up and get yourself registered. We were talking Packers football just a little while ago and wanted to talk a little bit more about it. So when you think of this Packers offense and think of this Packers team moving forward, how confident are you that they're just going to kind of get it going without changing a ton of personnel just because of scheme and a new head coach. Let's go to Duke listening to us in Green Bay. Duke, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to call. I mean, I hope they do well. I really do. I just have to question. I mean, let's face it. You got Aaron Rodgers, and you got Devontae Adams, and that's it. I mean, the little running back is good, Jones, but, boy, everybody holds their breath. It seems like he can't play more in two games, and he's out for two games.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit soft, and you got to get that running game going. You just wonder if he's the right back for that offense. I mean, if you were the defensive coordinator, you know you're going to sit in a room and say, all right, we got to take Adams away and take our chances one-on-one with these other guys. I mean, one of your callers earlier said, how do you know these young receivers, you know, aren't going to get any better? I mean, my gosh, watch the games last year, week 16, and they weren't running the right patterns and everything and were confused, and now they got to learn a whole new offense.
Yeah.
And, you know, the offensive line is shuffled. I know what they're doing. Their thinking is we had to load up on defense, and they did, and we got Aaron Rodgers. But isn't that the last 10 years what you heard? Well, we got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Well, we got Aaron Rodgers. Well, we got, you know, I think they're another year away. I think they're going to go in the right direction, but, I mean, you got to kind of get the homer out of yourself on it when you look at it. The rest of the talent besides Adams and Rodgers on offense is pretty, pretty thin, and they need another draft or so yet. Now, the thing is, are you going to get a roster full of players at some point, and then Rodgers starts going the other way? So, I mean, but they are. They're banking again on Aaron Rodgers, and that's kind of like every year.
Yep.
We got Aaron Rodgers, you know, so that's kind of my thoughts. You know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope they can go out and win 10, 11 games. I don't know. I see them 8-8, 9-7. Matter of fact, I was just in Vegas. Vegas has them, if you want to bet on the wins, they're at 9.5. So they got to win 10 for you to win. If they go 9-7 or 8-8, you would win. You almost think you got to take the under at 9.5.
Yeah.
So, and again, I didn't bet it. I hope they do well, but just you got to be real and look at the offensive players besides those two guys, and there's not a whole lot of talent.
Yep. No, I completely understand it. I get it. Appreciate the phone call. I think that now that's the pessimistic side. I think there is talent there. Okay. I think there is talent there. What I don't think is that there's consistent proven talent. And that's what we're looking for this year. You're looking for the depth of talent, the consistency of talent. Much like he said, Aaron Jones has to stay healthy. Geronimo Allison has to stay healthy. You got to keep these guys healthy. And if you can keep your offensive line going and Aaron Rodgers upright, then it all comes together, and I think you're really, really good. But I think there's more. That's what I'm saying. I think you can circle this offense. There's more talent here, in my opinion, than has been given credit. And I don't have something sitting here to go, you know what? Here's the statistics to back it up because it's a young group. But I'm telling you, circle Geronimo Allison. I think he's going to have a breakout season. I've got a lot of confidence in him. Devontae's going to be Devontae. I think Marquez Valdes-Scantling takes the next step. Jake Kumerow becomes the people's champion. And I think that if Equanimee St. Brown, going over the middle, can get those big paws in the air, I think he's going to be a hell of a possession guy, and he's going to create up a lot of first downs for this ball club. So cross your fingers that all stays the same. Zach Heilprin, sports director for 96.7 FM and 1670 AM The Zone, our fine affiliate out in Madison, Wisconsin. Zach is going to join us. We'll talk some Badgers and some Packers. That's coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.